The Jen, Gabe, and Chewy podcast is sponsored by Celsius Energy Drink, and I am here to tell you it makes a huge difference in my mornings. With a unique blend of essential energy and key vitamins, Celsius is your partner to an active lifestyle. My favorite, the peach vibe. Learn more at Celsius.com and pick up Celsius Energy Drinks today.
Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
We asked you guys earlier, did it change your mind hearing the full context, the full comments from Mark Murphy?
Oh, we can't say tallywhacker.
No?
No.
Say it again then. Couple more times, just for effect. Get it in there.
What are you doing?
I had no idea that's what it was.
Can you tell us during the break what it is? Do you want to tell us right now what it is?
No. Nope. Can you, in the PG version of whatever says on your screen, tell us what a tallywhacker is?
Wow, I'm taking the under on that
one.
Well,
I think three of the four of us have them.
Okay.
But he's not sure. Could be four of four. I have one. It's my husband's in my purse. Okay, guys?
It is detachable.
it's weird how that happens as soon as you say, I do. It's so strange. Like, you say, I do, it all of a sudden detachable.
Now, live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All Studios at Radio City with Gabe Neitzel and Mark Chamora. Here's Jen Latta.
They making plans, we sit and count. Our chairs stacked just like the mountain. You heard about it, she running around.
Yesterday, we put it on the ESPN Milwaukee Twitter account. Would it be better if Mark Murphy just stopped talking? And 92% of people said yes. What was the are people dumb poll?
96.
Got a little close.
Creeping.
Got a little close.
Nah, it's not that close.
Yeah, you're right.
We've had some at 92. Like, nobody's ever threatened. I mean, 92, I'm not worried about. Nobody's ever touching the most lopsided poll in the history of ESPN Milwaukee. Are people dumb? We ran it twice, and both times it came back, 96%.
It's a tough one. I could write a whole, like, thesis dissertation on that poll. 414, unnamed in the 414, asking us, what does it mean to lose a segment? It means we're up against the clock now. We got this new clock that our bosses implemented. We have bosses. I know we've talked on the show about Big Brad and how Big Brad went and took another job, and we really like Big Brad. But our bosses that exist.
You are really struggling with that microphone.
Hit you again.
Chewy is getting beat up by his own microphone today, so that's also losing.
Yes, it is.
Chewy's losing to a microphone.
Let me ask you a question. Every time that the microphone wins the battle over here, do you get a little less concerned about going up against him? Because earlier you said, like, I don't like to go against Chewy, you know, because he's physical. He's physically imposing.
Uh-huh.
But every time the microphone beats him, you got to gain a little confidence.
No, not at all.
Would that be workman's comp if I chipped a tooth? Probably,
no,
right?
It would be user error.
No. Yeah, this thing is dangerous.
I don't think workman's comp exists in the world of hosting radio shows.
You don't think so?
This isn't exactly a dangerous job.
What exactly would have to happen for a radio host to get workman's comp?
Chip a tooth.
On the microphone.
Yes.
Wouldn't they say that you were maybe too close to the microphone?
God, this is a good question. What would have to happen?
Chip a tooth?
No, I don't, because that's user error for me.
No,
and also,
not.
You could still work with a chip tooth.
So
it has
about
to be something
this?
That incapacitates you.
When I first started working at this radio station on ESPN Milwaukee, I ran a 40-yard dash outside of our old building. What if I pulled a hammy doing that because it was a bit for the radio?
Did you consent to doing
Correct.
It, though?
You did, probably.
I did,
you probably consented to doing
I did.
It.
What if you get sick from touching something? I'm not talking about the serious thing. I'm talking, like, what if you get, like, strep throat or something?
But
the
also,
serious thing?
I don't want to, you know.
You don't want to play the drop is what you don't want to do.
Play now.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the clap or something. The serious thing?
What the hell's wrong with you?
And the clap is serious, too. You
so
don't want to mess around
things.
With that.
So many things. No, but I think it's a good question. What would have to happen for a radio host to file for work and get? Because you can file.
Yeah.
It's getting the workman's comp.
Well, because workman's comp is also, you can't do the job. Like,
correct.
If you chip your tooth,
you'd
you
have to, you couldn't, you have to be able to, there it is. If you couldn't speak.
Yes.
Do you like how I was actually showing you what I was trying to say?
It was a very good.
Just saying it.
7 to 9 every day.
Very good at, you know, instead of just saying it, demonstrating
Thank
what
you.
You would have
Some
to
people
do.
Learn best that way, right?
They oh, yes.
Can't handle the words, but they can tell very much that I struggle. Can in Menominee Falls.
She's just so.
What about, like, electric shock? If you get electrocuted.
And die?
What if, Gabe, there's a speaker above your head. What if that falls?
That for sure would be workman's comp. But again, he has to not be able to do the radio show.
Well,
if it kills me, I believe the company does have, Good Cover Brands has a life insurance policy for everyone.
What?
Yeah.
Why do you have a...
Let me ask you a question. Are you now second-guessing sitting underneath that speaker?
No, I trust it.
With the frequency that these microphones fall off their stands,
yes.
Right? Because it happened to me the other day when Chu and I were in here. No concern at all now,
no,
huh?
Because we're all playing with the microphones. We're adjusting the
jostling,
microphones.
Yeah.
Chewie's getting beat up by his microphone. Nobody's doing that. And I trust Scotty Pfeiffer and his great team of engineers that that is not going to fall on my head.
Why are you thinking about it a little bit now?
No, not at all.
Why do you have
blind trust in Scotty?
Why do you have a condom on your microphone?
Because they gave it to us and
protection.
Yeah, I mean,
no,
mostly.
Really. Why is that on there? Is it for the sound? Is it better?
I think it is because it, you know, especially like a like any word with a P, it doesn't pop as much. Like for you, it probably will because you don't have the protection on your microphone.
Did the company give that to you, or did you bring it in on your own?
They gave this to
me.
This
is Bush.
Right away.
See what I mean right here?
Okay.
That we don't have condoms on our microphone?
Yes.
If you guys got a... I'm going to call it a condom. If you guys got the condom for your microphone, would you actually use it, Chewy?
No.
Okay.
Well, first of all, you'd be in charge of it, much like Gabe is in charge of his laptop. So Chew would walk in, Gabe would hand him the laptop, you would hand him the condom for the microphone, and then we'd be on our way. Like, where do you keep your glasses, Chew?
They're right. Just everywhere.
Right here.
He's got four pairs
in
the station.
He's got glasses here. Where we meet before the show, there's a table.
Yes.
There's a pair. There's a pair in his truck. I'm convinced that he's got a pair at the Cousin Subs that he goes to every day so he can read the menu.
There's one in the truck. Like, if my glasses weren't here, I'd go home. I couldn't work because I can't see.
So if someone stole your glasses, you could file for workman's comp.
There you go.
Might not win it. Let's get to Ken in Menominee Falls, who's been waiting patiently through our nonsense to talk about the Packers. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning. And that is absolute nonsense. Chipping a tooth on a microphone? Come on.
Hey, you wouldn't put it past him, right? Like, you've listened to the show.
Chewy,
yeah.
You've had uppercuts from linemen already that could have chipped your tooth and it didn't happen. So I don't believe a microphone is going to do that to you.
I'm going to start wearing a face mask here, I think.
Chewy comes in
with
my
helmet.
He's wearing a mouth guard doing this shit.
Yeah, just come with your mouth guard. But I do believe in terms of the Rodgers, the drama queen segment here, it's door number three. If there was such bad culture in Green Bay, wouldn't the entire locker room be speaking out? Wouldn't you have people in all facets in terms of players coming out and saying, oh, this is really bad here. You know, it's no good. I think this comes down to one thing and one thing only. Kicking a field goal instead of going for it. But like I've told people, Rodgers could have ran that ball in on third down. But because he's so soft and he's been hurt so many times and he's got two broken collarbones with pins and screws in, he chose not to run it in. He had a clear path to the end zone. It could have changed everything, but he didn't do it. So they kick a field goal, and he's all pissy about it. Big damn deal. Get over it. Get your ass back into camp, and let's move on. You're under contract. Enough of this crap already. If you're going to stay here, you're here. But if you're not, get him the hell out of here, trade him off, and let's move on to the new era.
You know what? Someone should really ask Corey Linsley, because he was here long enough. Under Goody and under Murphy, and he plays with San Diego now, so he's kind of free and clear.
Or Los Angeles, if you live in 2021.
Was the culture bad? I'm sure he would answer it.
I don't know that he'd go on the record because you never want to burn.
Not.
You never
want
to burn bridges.
So?
I mean, you try not to burn bridges, of course. I know sometimes it just happens, but I think that if he were to have that conversation off the record, he might be more candid. You know, and it would be a former player instead of attributing it to him specifically.
Yeah.
I mean, there's something there. A guy that was in the, you know, even like a Brian Bulaga who was there for a long time.
Who's
and he
outspoken.
Plays elsewhere.
Yeah.
But again, I think that would have to be off the record just because I don't think those guys necessarily want to burn a bridge. Either way, whether it's with Aaron Rodgers, if they were to side with the organization and say, no, there's no culture issue there. It's great. They treat everybody great. Or the franchise, if they were to say Aaron Rodgers is absolutely right. That place is a dumpster fire and I'm so glad I got the hell out. Like, did you know what I mean? It just doesn't behoove them to kind of go on the record and say those things. But they would absolutely, to your point, Shu, be good resources about the culture of Green Bay.
And I go back to a couple of the names that James Jones threw out there, not at his last NFL Network appearance, but previous, where he mentioned Charles Woodson, where he mentioned Jordy Nelson as guys that Rodgers would have loved to stick around. So this could still be, and this is a thing I think that happens in the NFL, whereas players get older, you're not as valuable of a commodity. You've mentioned it, Chu,
mm-hmm.
where, you know, he's not Patrick Mahomes. Mahomes has this huge future. So as you get older, they may treat you differently because your time in the league isn't—it's coming up.
You lose
power. You're not as important. So Rodgers is interpreting that as I'm being treated poorly, and these guys who are my buddies were also treated poorly.
Yesterday, James Jones also did an appearance with the NFL Network. Here's what he had to say yesterday on the Green Bays of our lives.
If you have a relationship with Aaron Rodgers, no, he's not a complicated fella. And that's with anything. You are talking about the future of a Hall of Fame quarterback's career. Yeah, it's going to be complicated. He wants some things, you want some things. So it's going to be complicated, but listening to Mark Murphy talk, I am not reading into it too much. I'm pumping my brakes, MJ. I am relaxing. Don't read too much into it. I know Mark personally. Mark loves all his players. And yes, this situation is complicated because you're dealing with a guy who wants certain things. You're dealing with an organization who wants some things. And you're trying to come together as one to get this thing fixed. So it's going to be a little complicated. I have a great relationship with Aaron Rodgers. Nothing has ever been complicated about me and Aaron Rodgers' relationship. So when you do have a relationship with him, MJ, no, it is not complicated. So get together, get a relationship with Aaron Rodgers like I have one, and get this thing together, get it fixed.
My head is spinning.
Yeah. He's not complicated. Well, he's complicated.
But he's not complicated.
Hey, not.
And Mark Murphy's doing an excellent job, and he loves all of his guys. And a little bit of whiplash there throughout the James Jones appearance yesterday on the NFL Network. But he did say that it's not complicated if you have a good relationship with Aaron Rodgers. I guess I would argue that isn't that kind of how it is with everybody? Like, if you get along with them, then yeah, you don't consider it complicated. It's kind of when there's tension or conflict or differences of opinion that then you go, yeah, this is complicated.
Yeah, you doesn't mean you can't work with the person, right?
No, it just takes a little more effort.
I mean, there's people in this building I'm not on the same page with, but certainly can work with people in this building.
Why are you looking at me while you're saying
that?
You're just like staring into my soul.
I'm worried
what
about
did I
this
do?
Microphone jumping up and biting me.
Did I do something while I was gone? Did you guys do something while I was gone yesterday?
We
I missed you. I prayed you would come back. That's about it.
It didn't kick in yet. We put something on your seat hoping that it would get a little warm around you.
Spider tech?
What is that?
Yes.
What do you think it is?
Spider tech?
Yeah. If you had to put a guess on it, what would you say spider tech is?
I would say...
How many times, as he's guessing, Gabe, you and I, let's have a side conversation.
Sure. I would say they're probably a pair of batting gloves.
In the last week or so, has the term spider tech come up in sports conversations?
You're in the right, track, though, Chewy.
Oh, in sports conversations, it's come up
right
a bunch.
Sport.
But on this show, I would say it's probably happened one or two times. I know I've said spider tech on the show before.
Is it a batting glove?
Right sport.
You're in the right sport.
Ooh, this is fun. You're getting warmer.
Pine tar?
You're getting warmer.
No. Well, that's what I wanted it to do on Gabe's...
Nether
can't even
region.
Say it anymore. Yeah. Yeah.
Tallywhacker?
Tallywhacker.
That is the best reaction when you see someone and you're just waiting for it to kick in with their jock. And you're just waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting.
Yeah,
and you're like
me, waiting and waiting and waiting for you to stop talking so that
I'm
we can
sorry.
Beat the clock on this segment. With everyone being outside, the curb appeal of your house is important. What better way to improve your curb appeal than with new windows from Universal Windows Direct? Universal Windows Direct windows will save you money on your energy bills and make cleaning a breeze. And they've got this great deal right now. Zero payments, zero interest for 2 full years. Call 414-410-2000 or go to universalwindowsdirect.com. Universalwindowsdirect.com. We love the damn segment.
Yes.
It's your fault.
I'm glad.
No.
Shart and farter.
God. More Jen, Gabe, and Chewy after this.
Rubbers in the house, you'll go blind. Do the two youngsters on the show here even know what rubbers are? I'm talking the ones that go over the shoes.
On 94.5 ESPN.
What just happened?
You choked.
I choked?
Yeah.
Yep.
Choked.
You should have just did your read while I was talking so we would win.
Oh, very good
yes.
point. Yeah, that's what I should have done. What an ass.
I was making a good point, too, and she got mad at me.
Doubt it.
Were you?
Doubt it.
What was
it.
I saying?
Exactly.
I know.
It was so good, you can't even remember.
I've got a question.
What, spider tech?
Is it, what was his point? Because he doesn't know. Don't ask him.
No, that's not the point. So we're playing this game, Beat the Clock. We have a new clock. and we're trying to get to our commercial breaks on time. What's up? What is our record right now for the Today Show?
Not good.
So I think it's three and three okay. Or 4-2.
So Chewy, when we win, you count that as a win for you, but when it's a loss, you blame Jen, right? It's not
correct.
A loss for you, it's just
yes.
A loss for Jen.
I got my guy.
I appreciate you clarifying that. I hadn't recognized the nuance of the situation.
Right. Chewy's a complicated fella.
Yeah.
Who's the most complicated person on this show? Joshy DiMaggio texted me that question. I don't know if it was just for me or for everyone else, but now I'm curious what you guys think.
Complicated?
Who is the most complicated person?
I think I'm simple.
Yeah, Chewy's actually really
simple.
Yeah,
I'm really simple. Probably Jen.
I'm complicated?
Yeah.
All right.
I think it
would
might be
Dario
Ashton.
Say you're complicated?
Yes.
I think Ashton.
There we have it.
Yes, he would.
I think Ashton's secretly the complicated one.
Hmm.
So yesterday on Wildy and Tausch, Tausch was revealing that he doesn't like dogs. He said he's afraid of dogs. He says the dogs will bite him.
What a loser.
I don't like dogs either.
So we were in.
But you're not afraid of a dog biting you.
Yeah.
My wife is. She got destroyed by a Rottweiler while jogging.
That sounds terrible.
That's why I keep your damn dogs off our property.
That's why she doesn't jog. So Tausch is saying this. I'm in the car with Layla listening, and Layla's 3 years old. And Layla goes, Mommy, dogs don't bite you. Dogs lick you. Okay. This is very cute. Very
yes.
Sweet moment for the 3-year old in the car as she's listening to Wildy and Tausch. So I get home and I tell Dario the story, and he goes, No, honey. Dogs don't bite you. Mommy bites you. Ooh. And I was like, what?
Jeez.
But I think it was a good insight into perhaps the perception of Jen. So you go.
Were you offended by that?
No, this goes back to being self-aware.
Okay, there we go.
Hey, now, do you got something you want to do here?
Well, I want you to give Dario's tallywhacker back.
Let me think about it. No.
Power rankings. Do we have an intro?
I mean, we always have an intro.
The week of games is over, and
intro.
You know what that means.
So what does this mean?
NFL
so
power rankings.
What we're
are you
do
serious?
I'm talking over this.
Heck yeah, I'm serious.
If we power rankings
stuff, we
on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
That was a shot at you,
power.
Well, I mean, you're the one.
Is this your first day here?
Well, no, I was selling him out because he's day two. He hasn't been very nice to me.
You don't deal with it. Grow up, football boy.
Today, in honor of, what was it, Gabe? The 15 million unsold Girl Scout cookies.
Wait,
because
what?
Of the
somebody
bid?
Give the context for crying out
15
loud.
15 million?
So they overproduced because they thought that there was going to be a hit with the pandemic with Girl Scout cookies. Turns out they overestimated. There are 15 million unsold boxes of Girl Scout cookies.
That's insane.
Yes.
That's an insane number.
Yes. I tell you what, Girl Scout cookies do not last long in my household.
Which is why I'm going to put this out there before we get to the power rankings and get lost in the nuance of arguing how wrong Chewy's taste buds are. If anybody has a hookup, let us know. 800-990-3776 because I didn't get any this year. And I want some.
Yeah. Delish.
Seems like it shouldn't be that hard.
That
where are
seems
they all
like
hiding?
They're in some like...
So there are two places where they made them. That one's in Louisville. I can't remember the other one is.
Wow, you really researched
this. It's one of my favorite places in the
world,
Louisville.
Once I found, because, Jen, there are 15 million boxes of cookies
That's
out there.
A lot
I
of
want
cookies.
To find out how to get some.
All right.
Is it drivable? Could you drive down to Louisville
yeah,
and
you
just
can't. Oh.
Load up the trunk?
As someone who has made that trip at least 30 times in my life, you could do it, and you would feel great about it.
If I make the drive to Louisville, I'm telling you this right now, I am going to take a station vehicle, and I am grabbing a trailer, because I need to throw as many cookies into there as I can.
Cookie convoy.
All right, with that being said, I am going to give you 10 through 6, and then you guys are going to take it from there.
Okay.
10.
10.
Number 10.
So is this like... your power rankings, or did you find the
no,
list of like the...
No, this is from SheKnows.com.
Hold she on. Does.
SheKnows.com. Yeah, so this is official.
This is like by...
This is the official Girl Scout whatever.
Okay.
Number 10, lemonades. Very tasty. I like them.
Meh.
Don't need to put them in the freezer. Huh?
They're fine.
If you don't want if you want just a light snack, it's more of a wafer. They're very, very delicious. All right, number 9. I've never had these. Toffee-tastic.
Ooh, like a Ooh. Heath bar?
I've never had that one either, but it sounds like something
has
I would have.
Drops of toffee in these crumble cookies.
Ooh, so like a sugar cookie.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a shortbread cookie. Got it.
So
be.
Yeah. Hold on. Why don't we have those?
I've never had
them. I've never had a toffee-tastic. Yeah. I would remember if I had a cookie with toffee.
These are my favorites.
Really?
Love these things. They're so good. The peanut butter sandwiches.
Ooh, peanut butter sandwiches are good.
That's a do-si-do.
I love them. Those are, that's a do-si-do. Why is it a do-si-do?
It's what it's called.
You know what a do-si-do is?
Yeah, it's grab your partner by the hand, whip her into the bleachers.
No, it's when a female deer meets another female deer.
No, that's do-a-ray a female Jen, deer. It's not.
Jen, you're a mom.
No, it's not.
Jen, you're a mom.
Yeah.
That's a dad joke.
Doe a deer.
It was good, though. I'm not going to lie. It made me laugh.
You need to be better.
Oh, it gave me a good chuckle. It's when a female deer sees a female deer chew. A doe sees a doe.
Wow, it was so bad I didn't even get it.
Yeah, that was...
Ooh-wee.
Oh, like that's the joke's fault.
Number 7. The caramel chocolate chip. Too much sweet. You guys fans or no?
I don't think I've ever had a caramel chocolate chip.
Haven't had one. Ashy? I'll tell you what, I haven't had a lot of the newer releases just because I know what I like and I stick to that when it comes to the Girl Scout cookie
order.
Ooh,
it has a hint of sea salt. So you get that sweet, salty taste. I don't know. Sounds right. All right, number 6. These are good. Shortbread.
Eh, no.
Truffles? Is that
Big
what they call them, Ashy?
Shortbread cookies?
Tray foils?
The shortbread, I mean, it's a solid cookie.
That's good.
Get you, hey, if you're in a pinch, it gets you out of
the
jam.
It is the last Girl Scout cookie I am eating.
Yeah, but you just
said... definitely better than the
lemonade.
Yeah, what?
You just ate your oatmeal without brown sugar because you're trying to...
Stay off sugar. I'm off sugar.
And this is a great substitute. Not
Does
a lot
no
of sugar?
Sugar? I don't know. It's still shortbread.
A shortbread cookie is purely butter and sugar.
All right, we're not winning this segment, by the way, because we're already at 27. So
I mean, you better start talking faster.
Yeah.
Crap, go!
Number 5. I've never had these either.
S'mores. S'mores
Oh,
cookies.
Yeah, the s'mores. That's
I
a good
actually
one.
Would put them at 3, but I'm going to put them at 5.
You're right, and you cheat, both of you. How did you know that?
Okay, here's the problem. There are two separate s'mores cookies. They're two very different flavors.
There are.
And there's one that's got
really?
Like
I didn't know that. I've had one
s'mores. Yeah, there's
s'mores
one that's
covered,
one
s'mores
covered in chocolate.
It's
yeah.
like a graham cracker. Those are the good ones.
You're a jerk.
What?
Gabe goes, I've had the one that's really good.
Well, which one's better? The one covered in chocolate or the one that's not?
The one that's covered really good. In chocolate.
No, the one that's not covered in chocolate is better. The one that actually has that's actually cookies, it's a sandwich, that's better.
I've never heard of this one either. Give me number 4.
I am going to say...
See, I like the peanut butter one.
The peanut butter patty?
Yeah.
The peanut butter patty is really good, but I think that's going to be in the top 3. If Chewy hasn't heard of it, I'm going to say it's a Samoa.
No, that's a Caramel Delight.
Yeah, I know.
That's number 2 for me.
That's my number 1, but I'm saying Chewy hasn't heard of the Samoa because it's a Caramel Delight here.
Peanut butter patty.
A what?
Uh-oh.
Peanut butter patty.
I just lost the list.
Tagalong.
Is that what they're called? Tagalongs?
Tagalongs,
They're peanut butter patties.
I only know them as tagalongs.
That's weird, because you and I grew up in the same area, Ashton.
No, we did not.
Sort of. We both grew up in Northern Illinois.
You're both fibs.
True.
Right?
I mean, how far away do you...
Number 4 are the
25,
thanks,
30?
Thanks maybe? A lot.
Miles?
Have Minutes. You ever had the thanks
oh,
a lot?
That's not bad.
Thanks a lot.
No, I had thanks a lot as number...
Those are pretty plain.
I had thanks a lot as number 3 on my list.
Okay, number 3 was the one you
but
said
it has
before.
Chocolate on the bottom. That's what saves the thanks a lot. That's what makes the thanks a lot better than the
What is a thanks a lot? I've never heard of this.
Do you know what it's like? It's like a Pepperidge Farm Milano. That's what it is. It's the Girl Scout version of the Pepperidge Farm.
Those are gross.
They're amazing.
They are amazing.
So
also, the Milano. So the Milano is a sandwich cookie.
Pepperidge
it's
Farm.
Long.
These
are just circles.
Those cookies are terrible.
You're terrible.
The worst take you've ever had in the history of the show.
No, they're terrible. All right, number 3 are the peanut butter tagalongs.
Yes.
Those are really good.
How are those not number 1?
They should be number 1. They are so damn good.
All right, number 2.
But we know what number 1 is.
No, you don't know what number 1 is. You do not know what number 1 is.
Fine. I'll go with Thin Mints at number 2.
There you go. There's number 2. And what's number 1?
Caramel Delight is number 1.
Those are awful.
You're wrong.
Those are great.
No, they're not.
Thin Mints are the most overrated cookie on this
list. You put them in the freezer.
In the freezer, I will say. They're good for a number two. They're good for a number two
slot.
Yeah,
they are. Yeah, they are good for a number two, Jen.
Why are they overrated?
Because they're terrible. Like, mint? No, mint.
Do you not like mint
as part of dessert is bad.
Do you like mint chocolate ice cream?
No, it's bad.
The Samoas are
Gabe, I hate disagreeing with
you. I have learned as I've gotten older that mint is very polarizing.
I don't get it.
There are people who love mint and would have it for everything, and there are people who just despise it. Are you a despiser?
I don't despise it, but like, I just don't like the feeling of eating something mint and chocolate.
You know why? You know why? You know what Rex meant for everybody?
Brushing your teeth.
There you go.
You mean toothpaste.
Yes.
Just so you know, it took me a minute to connect the dots.
Yes.
But toothpaste, because it's a mint flavor.
Yeah. Correct.
You don't have to get mint flavor. You can get cinnamon.
Yeah, but then my mouth doesn't feel clean.
Cinnamon really? What?
Toothpaste.
Never heard of it.
It'll rot your teeth.
Cinnamon toothpaste? Have you guys heard of cinnamon toothpaste?
Yes.
I've heard of like an orange toothpaste. They've got a lot of different flavors out there. It's weird.
Have you heard of the clock?
Oh.
Have you heard of Pella Windows and Doors, Chewy?
Oh.
And me telling you before
has
the segment.
Has anyone seen the Chewy commercial other than Ashton? I've yet to see the commercial.
Oh, my God. It's
I've
so funny.
It. I've seen
it's
it.
It's so good.
What makes it funny?
You just get lounging back with Gina Della. You got the nice orange polo on. You look good, but it made me laugh.
I look like a big pumpkin.
But you just answered the question.
Ashley, enjoy it while it's here, because it's going to be going away soon, and we're going to do another. Yes, hello, warm weather in summer sunshine. Time to upgrade those Pella windows and doors of Wisconsin. Right now, choose 6-year. I looked fat.
No, I didn't think so.
Beefy?
No, you looked thick.
All right.
Two C's.
Okay. All right. Here's the deal. Right now, choose 6-year no interest financing or 40% off of installation. You know what she said I was? Complicated. Right now, Pella Windows and Doors leads Wisconsin and states across the country as number uno for highest value, highest quality, highest innovation, and most preferred windows according to the 2021 customer survey. Just order by June 30th. For your choice of 6 years, no interest financing, or 40% off installation, set your free consultation today at PellaWI.com/radio or their new toll-free number at 855-PellaWI. Certain restrictions apply. See showroom for details.
So we lost against the clock, but we won power rankings. Right, Gabe?
You guys did do good.
We definitely won power rankings. Yeah. We are Girl Scout cookie savants. More Jen, Gabe, and Chewy after this.
You're listening to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Hold on.
Tell you this with not 100% certainty.
14%, would you take 14%?
40% of the people do not know whether the groundhog seeing his shadow is good or bad.
On 94.5 ESPN.
We put it on the ESPN Milwaukee poll. An ESPN Milwaukee caller asked, why haven't we heard from other current players criticizing the Packers culture? And we can't really think of any other options other than this. One, Aaron Rodgers has the power and security to comment where others don't. Or B, the culture isn't actually bad. This is an Aaron Rodgers thing. Go ahead and weigh in on that. One caller asked, why haven't we heard from other current players criticizing the Packers culture? One option is that Aaron Rodgers has power and security. He's been around long enough. He feels comfortable voicing a dissenting opinion, whereas others might not feel as comfortable, as confident, as secure. Or B, the culture isn't that bad. Chu, what do you think?
I don't think the culture's bad. I think Bakhtiari would say something, but Aaron's his guy, so you're not going to do that. I think Devontae could say something, but he won't because Aaron's his guy. There might be bits and pieces that people don't agree with, but I think overall it's fine. And I went through a culture change because when I first got there in 92, in 93, they fired the equipment staff, the whole staff, and they fired a good part of the training staff.
Why?
Old school. Green Bay was known as, who is the judge? Judge Perrins was there, uber cheap, which it was. I mean, I had to wear the same jock for two practices, you know, and you only got one towel.
Was it a small towel?
No, but you would. It was just cheap. It was teeny just help? Like, no, it wasn't teeny, but you had to hang it on your locker so it would dry for the next practice, you know?
What?
Yes.
What if you had athlete's foot shoe? What would you have to do if you had athlete's
whistle
foot?
Whistle on the zizzle. But that was coming. I mean, that's a
set it up. I knew what I was doing.
That's a culture change, right? Especially because you are with those guys every day, trainers and equipment staff. We're all hand in hand. We see each other all day long. And
so getting rid of those guys did change that? You agreed with that?
Yeah, I totally agree. They fired the doctor. They fired the orthopedic. They fired the ear, nose, and throat. I mean, these were all new people, and I was in complete agreement with it. You know? So... Wait,
The Packers have specialty doctors on staff?
Now?
Well, you just mentioned that they fired ear, nose, and throat.
You have orthopedic, and you have a ear, nose, and throat.
Reggie McKenzie is the name that always comes up whenever you talk about... Yeah. Oh, yeah, not Reggie McKenzie. Reggie McKenzie is the former...
Here executive. I am, Beck. You're just nodding my head like, yep, Gabe, keep going. I agree with all those points.
Yeah. So you heard about Pat McKenzie, especially when Bennett was here and he threw Pat McKenzie under the bus. And literally every player ever came out to defend Pat McKenzie because he is so beloved. But that's the only doctor I've ever heard of with the Packers. So I just assumed, okay, he's the doctor... And he's got his specialties, but then if you need to have something else, they have somebody else there.
Sore throat, Johnny Gray is, and really? He's still there. And he was there since 93. Yeah.
I did not know this.
Yeah. So all the shots and stuff came from ear, nose, and throat.
Okay. But we are way down the path here, but that's different. Firing a training staff is different than firing a GM.
But to the players, it's much more than what Aaron Rodgers is talking about.
What do you
mean? Much more. Because you don't have any interaction with the president, with the general manager. You have massive amounts of interaction with the equipment staff and the training staff.
But aren't we to believe that it's not about the interaction, per se? That it's not about, you know, how they're personally interacting, whether or not he says hello to him in the morning. It's about the decisions that they've made. And he believes that that has created a bad culture. He criticized the character. He doesn't like the philosophy, the way they go about the business. And look, we've argued on this program about, well, how do you measure success in the NFL? It's winning football, right? Like, and then we've also asked on this program, what do you weigh more importantly, winning football or winning culture? And we agree on this program that it goes hand in hand. But if you had to choose between one or the other, you want to win on the field, which the Packers have done.
Have they, though? Because it's not about winning. It's about winning Super Bowls. That's how they measure themselves.
But it's like anything else. You take the steps. You take the steps to get towards that spot. Yeah. It's not. You don't go from being a losing team to winning the Super Bowl very rarely.
No, but at the end of the day, after 30-something years of good quarterback, we're not going to. It was the organization. That's why they didn't win Super Bowls, because of the presidents. You know what I mean? They're not going to say that. They're going to say, we choked.
I mean, either the coaches are going to get blamed, the general manager will get blamed.
Correct.
You know, like,
but you're not blaming Bob Harlan or Mark Murphy, are you?
It's kind of
the thing to do right now. But
you could make the case, and Mark Murphy could, because of the position he's put himself in. Like, Bob was never in that spot.
From here forward, though.
Well, from when he hired...
They didn't lose in Seattle because of Mark Murphy.
No, from when he decided that he was that everything was going to flow through him... So really the last 2 years, it all flows up to him. So you could give him blame for last year if you want.
Don't want to do that?
Point in time where you got to look in the mirror and say, you know what, I wasn't good enough. You know, yeah, they didn't kick the field goal, but I didn't run it in. When I look at film and say, probably should have ran it in.
Do you think that that would help his cause if Aaron Rodgers more often would say, here are my deficiencies, here's where I could be better? Because he does have a reputation. And I know there are people who are going to throw out incidents here and there where he seems to take responsibility for, you know, underperforming, not, you know, being the guy who was able to get it done. But I do think that there is a narrative out there that he is, not great at that. Am I wrong about that? Is
no,
that narrative
no, I think
exist?
You're right. And Brett did. I mean, you go back to the Philadelphia game that Jason always talks about where he blames Vontae Leach where he throws two picks at the end of the game. I just, quarterbacks get to that point in their career when they're prima donnas.
All right, we will take a break, but before we do, I got to talk about my friends over at the Corners of Brookfield. Guys, the Beer Garden is back every Thursday, June through August. That means if you're looking for a spot to get together with your friends, the Corners of Brookfield is the place to go. They've got live music, you can enjoy all of your favorite eats, and some beverages outside. And don't forget, guys, Father's Day is just around the corners, and you should celebrate Dad at the Corners with brunch, beer, and sunshine. And if you're not going to spend the day there, at least get out there to pick up a gift for him. They have a ton of good shops, good options for a gift for Dad. Do not forget Dad. It's right around the corners, and that is why you should go to the Corners of Brookfield and take care of that. The Summer Cocktail Guide is also here. Each participating restaurant picked out a must-try drink for summer. That can be found on their website. You wondering what it is? It's thecornersofbrookfield.com. Very, very easy. Thecornersofbrookfield.com. I'll see you out there.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
I could be Craig. We went to the Bucks game, and I was sitting next to Michael Jordan and Larry Bird, and Harper knew more about their stats than I did.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Here we go.
Well, we know that Ashton caves.
What?
Caves? I mean, fair, but
maybe
for what?
He should be president of the Packers. Because that last bit was so good, but Craig said, I want that removed
he
from
didn't.
My intro.
Listen.
So Ashton's like, okay.
No, we changed not, it to the hail to the chief because we call him the president of Good Karma Brands, again. Even though that's not his job.
I am nothing if not a kiss ass. Like, I get it.
But is that the maddest he's been on the
show?
Well,
plus, like, they ask, our bosses ask Ashton to keep that fresh. They don't want to keep playing that same thing every single time that Craig joins.
All right, Devontae.
Yeah, thank you, guys. Thanks,
guys. All right, Bakhtiari.
I feel good. All right, so now I'm Rodgers. I take that.
Hey. I'm an all-pro.
You just called Ashton Rodgers. Do you see what you did?
Nice. All right. I want to, well, let me think of what I want before I leave.
Yeah. And if in true Rodgers fashion, don't speak.
In fairness, if Ashton doesn't speak, Chewy will probably step in it, you know, before we get out of here.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
I would be remiss not to mention our Milwaukee Bucks, who are now even 2-2. And it feels like, guys, as we got word yesterday that James Harden and Kyrie Irving will both be out. Although, Gabe, you said there's an update.
Oh, yeah. Woj, moments ago, there's been an upgrade to James Harden.
Upgrade?
He is now doubtful.
Okay, so he's not out, but he's doubtful.
Correct.
It does feel like the path is opening up here. It does feel like the Red Sea is parting. It does feel like a very...
Yeah, but do you want the part?
Yes! Yes, I do!
Yes,
Chewy. I do. Why do you insist on having the most difficult possible path to a championship?
Because that's how I want to see them win.
No!
Because...
I'm going to tell you this right now. You know what I want to see?
What do you think? Okay, let's say.
You know what I want to see, Chew?
Let's say they
he
win in six.
He obviously doesn't
want
to know, so good. You tell me again.
Win.
Let him talk.
Let's
and we'll
say they win.
Win, Jen. That's all I care
I'll
about.
I'll ask you this, Jen. Let's say they win in six. Kyrie and Harden do not play
don't
for
care.
The rest of the games. What's the national narrative going to be?
Who cares? They
What's
won.
The national narrative going to be?
Who cares? They're in the Eastern Conference Finals. I don't care what the narrative is.
Because you know what the facts are?
What?
They're in the Eastern Conference Finals.
Mm-hmm.
And did you watch last night's game?
Are you seriously trying to tell me you would rather have Harden and Kyrie
yes,
play?
Yes, and see them win. Then I'd be like, they
Get
are
Get out of here. You're yep. crazy. The guy on the show who doesn't block, who wants the path of
How?
Least resistance every day at work, is now saying that the Bucks should have the hardest path to the Eastern Conference Finals.
How okay. long do you think I'll watch tonight's game?
7:30 tip?
Well, if Kevin Durant goes out.
So 7:30 tip actually means like 7:50.
Well, it depends.
Tip.
Yeah, what channel is it on tonight?
TNT.
Yeah, 7:45 or
earliest. I actually like TNT.
So that means that Chewy is going to be in bed by 8:07. So he sees, I don't know, was that the first
right, let me
10
ask
minutes
you this.
Of the game?
Will the TNT pregame show mention what I just said?
No.
I guarantee
Well, they'll
they
mention
do.
That the guys are out, but.
Yeah.
They won't say, sucks to be the Bucks, man. Don't you want to win this thing with the best possible team in front of you? No.
I guarantee they address it.
No, because nobody took away the Raptors championship when KD was out with the Golden State Warriors
and
a couple
Clay
of
was
years
out
ago.
That series
Clay
went
was out.
Out
that series.
I did.
Nobody took away the Warriors championship when LeBron was dragging Matthew Dellavedova as his second best player and still pushed that series to six. Like, you win a championship, you win a championship. That's what people remember. Like, nobody puts an asterisk next to whoever won in 2007 because Tom Brady was out. Or 2008.
When was Brady out?
When he blew the first week of the season, he blew his knee.
Yeah, but they didn't win.
His point is there's no footnote on the championship. There's no footnote that says these are the circumstances that led to the win. Judge away. No one says that. They just say they won the title. And you get to hang on to that as a fan for eternity, for the rest of your life.
I want to see him beat the best. I want to see him beat the best at full strength.
I don't believe you. Oh, I think this is Schartenfarter. I think you don't really want them to win.
Yeah,
no, I want him to win.
No, you don't.
Because he doesn't want to watch any more games.
Correct. He has been
done with
doesn't
want to watch
basketball.
Any more portions of games.
Here's the great thing. Chewy, if you want to watch Not Again after tonight, it's fine. Because the series is over after tonight. Bucks win tonight, it's over. Series is over.
Ooh, I would agree. Yeah,
on.
I would agree.
Let me
but
think
you're,
on that.
You're,
let me
you're
think
standing
on that. Let me
strong
think
with your Bucks
that.
And six after two of their
weeks.
Best three players are... I could have said Bucks and six if you told
We've
me
been
Kyrie
you to say Bucks
and
six.
Harden were out.
Bucks and six. Bucks and six. Bucks and six. Bucks and six.
Come on, Chew, join in.
Bucks and six. Bucks and six. Bucks and six.
No.
Bucks and six.
Come on, do
I
it.
Love how nobody nationally understands the Bucks and six thing. Like, when they started chanting Bucks and six after game four,
you guys
like
are
everyone's
so
like, oh,
full
they
of
actually,
it.
Like, Bucks
You're
and
so
six, like,
full of
living
it
its
because
own
if
thing.
The Packers went to the NFC Championship game and Rodgers and Devontae were out, you would be saying the exact same thing that I'm saying.
But it wouldn't matter. Yeah, is a fan base maybe going to make an excuse? Is a fan base going to say, well, we could
have
done it
I think
it
you
if,
have to.
But that's not this fan base. This fan base is the Bucks.
What
this
are the
fan base is saying,
all right, what are the Nets fan base going to say?
Well, yeah, of course they're going to be
what?
Like,
who cares?
Well,
true.
I know. That's because you're Bucks fans.
No shit.
Yes, Chewy, yes. Welcome
Join
to the
us,
show.
Won't you?
Yes, we want the Bucks to win
we
a championship.
Have breaking news.
I don't care how it happens.
I'm just a basketball fan. I'm
no,
not.
You're not.
No, you're not a fan. You're an expert, not a fan.
Jen,
the
we're going to lose here, all right?
Pop it. Get, pop it.
We are
pop
going
it.
To lose. We have, get to the end of the show.
Yeah, two and a half minutes there, big guy. You figure this one out yourself.
Damn it.
Has there been a bigger lie that's been told on this show than Chewy going, I'm a basketball fan. Full stop.
What time's the game on?
6:30.
What channel is it on? If he asks you who's playing, though, I think we're really in trouble.
I actually do like the pregame, though.
Yeah,
oh,
they do a great job.
They are
good. Charles is fantastic. Shaq, Kenny.
Yeah. ESPN's terrible.
Well, I mean,
you're gonna have to make that claim on your own, big guy. I am not joining you in that boat.
No, but TNT, it's.
Oh, I mean,
it's gonna be the
that show wins sport. I mean, Jen's won a couple of sports. I mean, she knows what it's
yeah.
like. But that show
and
wins sports. I mean,
College
all the time.
Game Day goes up against Inside the NBA every year,
Does it
and
really?
Over the last, I think it's 3
this
years.
This is lame. More Bucks and six talk.
Crushed us. Crushed us.
I know, but there's nothing wrong with second.
That's true. And that's what the Nets are going to be saying in this series. There's nothing wrong with second. Bucks in six.
Bucks in six. Bucks in six. Bucks in six.
Come on, Chewy.
Can't do this for 90 seconds more.
No, we can't, but I thought maybe
he'd
join in.
Breaking news. Kevin Durant is also out for tonight's game.
That's not true.
Yeah, what are you doing? You think because just we spread misinformation the rest of the show at the end, you could just come in with the haymaker?
Yeah.
Fair enough. An ESPN Milwaukee caller asked, why haven't we heard from other current players criticizing the Packers culture? The options were Aaron Rodgers has power and security to comment while others don't. B, the culture isn't actually bad. Right now, 61% of people saying the culture isn't actually bad. This is an Aaron Rodgers thing.
This is a tweet that I just got from a loyal listener, Rory. Chewy is full of it. He admitted he was happy to see Carolina beat the Cowboys in the playoffs the year they won the Super Bowl because Dallas had Green Bay's number.
I'd agree with that.
Yeah, because you said it.
No, we still would have beat them at home, but I didn't want to play them. And they were at full strength.
Is this the same point that Garrett is making, Garrett in New Berlin? Chewy, didn't you not have to play Dallas in 96 and
correct.
Instead got a scrappy Panthers team?
Why is this all about me now?
No.
It's always about you.
When you are a hypocrite and you blatantly go against something you've said in the past, our loyal listeners are going to bring
Dallas
it and throw it in your face.
Dallas wasn't without two of their best players, which in football would mean probably five of their best players, according to the numbers, right? 11 offensive people on the field as opposed to five. So they would be without their four top players.
Can you just get on board, please? Thanks for listening to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. We're back with you again tomorrow.
The Bucks and Six, always. That's the culture.